like show business.
I'm It's Movie Time's John DeSando, and with me is my new co-host, Carolyn Brock.
Hello, John.
Oh, Carolyn, last night we had a terrific time at The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, did we have a good time, John? You, in particular, had a great time.
You know, I loved that movie. This is the third in the trilogy, and Batman has come back from 8 years of exile.
Yeah, I didn't feel the exact same way that you did.
Yeah.
I just want to say, please don't give me death threats.
No, but why? What's not to like?
So there were moments I thought, I don't need this. They could have cut this movie by probably 45 minutes, and I think it would have been better.
The villain is Bane, played by Tom Hardy. And he has kind of a Darth Vader mask in front of him and is a hulking guy, so he is indeed formidable and scary.
Oh, he's certainly scary. That mask, when you see this mask, it could give children nightmares, so just be aware of that.
And don't you think there was a little bit too much time for Bane in that?
I thought Bane, he was the Bane of my existence.
I know, it's a great name.
He really is, but the character took up too much time, and that really leads to the whole who I wanted to see more of. John, Anne Hathaway just dazzles in this movie.
And she looks mighty fine.
She doesn't just look fine, everything about her performance was spot on. She's probably one of the only females in any of these Batmans, the trilogy, that I really liked.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, as the cop-turned-detective, is going to have a future in this film.
Boy, can that kid act.
Yes.
He blew me away. And we didn't talk about Christian Bale yet.
Right. And he's playing, of course, Batman, and he's coming back to save Gotham once again. And Bale, this time, I thought, played it just right. Plus, he's involved with two women in this.
And two very attractive women at that. And, you know, here's one of the characters where I think he was in it just enough. He wasn't really the main character. The main character in this is Bane.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. An Oscar nomination perhaps will come to Michael Caine playing Alfred. You have to see the movie to understand why I'm saying that. He has much more face time than he's ever had in the movies, and Caine is first rate.
Oh, phenomenal. Like, he really just takes it.
Thematically, it has several other things going on, and, you know, masks, loyalty, finance.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a huge element here discussing rich versus poor, good versus evil, of course, because this is a comic. It's always a theme, but this is more in a way that talks about those who have and those who have not.
That's right, and there's even a big surprise, Carolyn.
Oh.
That we will not reveal on this show.
And John, I think there's more than one big surprise.
Okay.
Don't you?
I don't know. I'm thinking of only one.
I think there's more than one. See, this is why this movie is so much fun, because you're going to see it once, and now we saw it last night, right?
Yes.
So I'm already wanting to see it again, because I think there's so much in there. There's so much going on, because it is, again, almost 3 hours. So there's a lot going on here, a lot of themes.
Now, how about that terrific fighting?
What?
I'm baiting you.
You're so baiting me on this. The fighting was so disappointing. Like, I felt like I could have beat up Batman. I really did. There were times when I thought, is this maybe something's wrong with the film? It's going in slow motion. Because really, I was really disappointed with the fighting. And I'm not someone who likes violence. I just think if you're going to do it, you might as well do it.
It devolves into a kind of slugfest.
But then there are some moments, the physicality is so dead on. I think, you know, what comes to mind, and all the gentlemen in the audience, when Anne Hathaway is on the bat bike or whatever
Great
that thing
tires.
Is. I'm sure that's what you were looking at, John. No one was looking at the tires, let me just say that. But really quick, can we do the grade? Okay, so John, I'll let you go first, because I think you were right, we are going to have different grades.
Carolyn, you are not going to be surprised when I give you my grade. If I gave an A to Spider-Man, I will award an A to Dark Knight. What grade would you award?
Okay, so I'm breaking this up in two parts. That last 10 minutes of this movie, you are going to love. I don't care who you are. The first, 2 hours and 50 minutes?
Oh, oops.
I'm giving a B minus.
Ooh.
So a B minus and an A, it's a B plus.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Double Barrel Summer Western Series at the Gateway Film Center until September 5th. Double Barrel will be presented Sundays at 1:30 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Details are online at Gateway Film Center.
And It's Movie Time is produced, written, and directed by John DeSando, and I'm Carolyn Bruck. Shows and reviews are online at wcbe.org.
Let's go!